Talking about today on the black status quo, talking about independent black women. Pros, are there any cons? And if you are an independent black woman, how you living? And why some women may not want to be in that realm? Independent black woman. And you didn't hear from me first. You heard it from, think, what's his name over there? Webby and Boosie. All right, so this is Tawanda with the Black Status Quo, and today is November 7th, 2020. So I want to go out to the ladies that joined the show today and say hello, how you doing? And anything else you want to share as we get started? We'll start in Philly. All right, 267.
Hi, this is Corinne, and I am feeling, I guess, optimistic.
All right, say, sounds good. All right, last number ending in 4330. Kendra.
Yeah, this is Kendra from in Dallas.
All right, welcome to the show, Kendra. How you feeling tonight?
Thank you. Feeling pretty dope tonight.
Pretty dope. All right, all right. All right, talk to us. Miyoshi. Damn. Oh my God. Talk to us, Mimi. Have you ever did something and you just all loud with it and you wrong as hell? I'm done. You Mimi. I tried. Damn.
Listen to her say my name. And she's just like, just let me help
her. I'm done. It's over with. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let me help you out. Pronounce the I's like E.
No.
Look at my name.
Okay, however.
Mimi.
You a mess. Okay, so I'm Miyoshi from Dallas. Calling from Dallas. So tonight, let's see, how do I feel? I feel accomplished because I've gotten some things done in my personal life, but also in my business life and my up and coming business preparation.
Okay.
So yeah, I feel accomplished.
All right, thank you. And how about you? I'm scared to call your name, but I guess I'm gonna say Sophia.
Well, Sophie ain't too hard to do, but
okay.
I am
right.
Calling in from Dallas, and I am just feeling, I'm just feeling joyful and grateful for, just grateful for the experience of having kinship and connecting with other sisters that are of a like mind, that are business oriented, that are positive and forward thinking. So that just, I'm grateful for that experience that I'm experiencing right now, currently in my life. And overflow, so
respect.
It makes me joyful.
Love it. All right, well, definitely thank you for that. I'm Tawanda, and I'm super excited. And I was just saying to Corinne before the show started that, man, it's nighttime. I just woke up. Damn. But I guess the daylight savings time has its benefits, and then maybe not. So we'll definitely see how that goes. But tonight, ladies, as you guys know, or we've been sharing, you know, with the Black Status Quo, this is a platform for the black woman. And we have a long list of all types of things that we're going to be bringing. And we want to bring it hard and hot every single time. And we may talk about some taboo topics, things that, you know, normally somebody thinking, but they really won't say. But that's what the beautiful thing about having freedom of speech is, you say whatever the hell you want. So with that being said, tonight we're talking about something that has been in the media, people have been talking about for a very long time, and it is independent women. And I've even heard a lot of different things about, oh, some women are too independent. You're so independent, you can't get a man, you can't keep a man. And so many other things, some pros and some cons. So the first thing I want to ask you ladies, because this is a discussion, okay? Independent black woman, is that you? It is, and if it is, why is it? You give us some examples. You know, I do understand that as we meet people every single day through the web, especially since we're supposed to be practicing social distancing, we ain't seen each other. And like I said, to meet me, Thea, the other day, when I do get down to Dallas, I can't even give you a hug because, you know, we can't touch each other. So it's love. So tell me about that. Independent black woman, is that you? And if so, how do you think or feel that you are an independent black woman? Whoever wants to step up to the bat and hit first, hit that home run, sister.
This is Sophia, and I consider myself an independent black woman. In all the ways that count, I care for myself, I take care of myself, and my moves are made independently of myself, mostly because I had a mother that moved that way, and, you know, sometimes it's monkey see, monkey do, and in all the best ways possible. That's what I love about my mother. She's very independent, very much her own person, and there are pros and cons to it, but that is definitely who I am, and that is my role model moving forward, like moving independently, having your own stuff, and doing your own thing.
Okay. Sound like a winner, and you learned it from your mama. There's a song about that, too. I get it from my mama. All right.
There you go.
Who else wants to absolutely. Who else wants to share next?
I'll share. This is Miyoshi. So I also come from probably about four generations of women who were, I didn't realize this until several years ago when the term of, what was it? Single mom, you know, that term started being swung around. Right, I didn't realize that at some point in their lives they all had become single mothers due to relationships, marriages ending, right? And so for me, mm-hmm. it was a norm to see my female relatives do everything where there was not a man that was in the picture that was playing his part, you know, doing his part or whatever. And so for me, I learned to take care of myself and put myself in a position where I didn't have to depend on anybody, not even them, right? So for me, it's not even just about taking care of myself, but it's being an independent thinker, being able to think for myself. But on the flip side of things, not only was I was taught to be able to be independent, I was also taught that when a man was deserving of me and he wanted to be committed and going to marriage, that I had to learn to also be independent as an individual, but as a wife, somebody's life partner, that I needed to be able to understand that I had to coexist and fulfill my role. Now, I'm not going to get into all of that unless you want to, because there's a lot of different opinions about that word submissive. So that may be another podcast, Wanda, but there's a difference. I know how to be independent, but I also know where I need to allow the man that's in my life to be a man. So I'm going to leave it at that. Pause.
Yeah, because I honestly don't think you want to talk to me about submission today. Oh, my goodness. That's a whole – yeah, that's definitely – that's another show. I'm going to write this over here on my little booklet while Kendra steps up to the plate and sees if she can hit us home. Kendra, you there?
Yeah, sorry. I'm working on a cape right now. I consider myself independent as well, and a lot of times with guys, I come off as like really strong and tough. As one recently, one of my guy friends told me, I seem really tough, and I had to ask him to break that shit down. I'm like, what you mean? You know, because he said it kind of in a way I didn't like, you know, and she wasn't cool. But anyway, I do consider myself independent because I have my own stuff. You know, I'm my own everything. However, my thing is, like, with these guys out here now, I don't know. They seem so watered down. Like, it ain't no... they're not solid like they need to be. And I mean, I know I'm solid, you know, but I have my flaws too, you know. And sometimes I can come off as too independent. I believe I can because I don't really allow people to do things for me like I should, you know, if they offer. I have a hard time accepting help or whatever. But, yeah, these dudes I hear are watered down. So it makes it much easier to be single. You know, I don't like it all the time, but it makes it much easier with the options I hear. That's all I have to say for now.
Nah, hey, that's just raw and real. I definitely respect that. And before Corinne goes, I just want to share that, yeah, I definitely consider myself to be an independent Black woman. I know my dad even told me one time, he said, man, you've always done everything for yourself, even from the time of me being even in high school, like, I've just always been proactive. I've never really liked to ask anyone for anything. I like to do stuff myself if I can. And when I say I don't like to ask people, it's not that I don't believe I can ask. It's just that I believe in doing it for myself if I can. And then if I can't, I'll be able to ask for help. I remember when I turned 18, I got my first car by saving my own money and purchasing it. And every car I've had ever since then, I purchased it. And I said that to say, my dad told me one time, he said, every car you had, you bought, like, you were very independent, and he was just telling me how proud he was. And I'm like, oh, you know, I start popping my collar, like, okay, I'm the baddest. But, and I just really come from a family of independent women. Like, my mom, she may have been a housewife, and some people sleep on that, but she took care of her kids, she took care of the house, she's very strong, and she, even though she's a housewife, she didn't go work a job, she ran the house. She made sure that we were good, and she's very, very strong and very, very independent, even with her mom, which is my grandmother, who worked a job for almost 40 years before she passed away. She was definitely a boss, and she passed away over 20 years ago, and I still can think about, like, the jewels that she gave us and left us, and she talked about having good credit. You know, she said, I go anywhere and get anything I want, new car, furniture, and she had a lot of debt, but, you know, she paid it, but she had everything nice because she got whatever she wanted, and they ain't mind giving it to her. And she talked about the value of hard work, determination, and so many things. So, yeah, I've always, and I'm very thankful to be an independent, strong Black woman, and it's just really in my DNA because all the women in my family have been independent. And it doesn't mean that we don't get weak or that we don't fall, because that's life too. But it's about getting back up. So absolutely. How about you, Miss Corinne?
I definitely am independent. I have been, I guess, accused of, I guess, being too much of the quote-unquote man in the relationship. But I think that I was just going to be that in that position, basically, just because, you know, when I was younger, my father just expected for me to do a lot of things by myself and not to be dependent on him or anyone else. So if I asked him for help with certain things once I got to a certain age, he would be like, you're smart enough, read it, and you'll figure it out. And if you have questions afterwards, then you can ask me. And 9 times out of 10, I would, you know, just try to figure it out on my own, even if I had questions. 9 times out of 10, I would hate to ask them if I did have any questions. So I just, you know, really strive to do things by myself.
Absolutely. Respect. You know, I think we know, especially when this song came out with Bootsy and Webby, and it doesn't have millions of views, which is really very shameful because the song's freaking amazing. But people see an independent Black woman as a threat, in my opinion, as well as there's some pros and some cons. Like, even when you Google, what is an independent Black woman? Let me tell you what the Urban Dictionary says. One who don't need no man. that's what the Urban Dictionary defines an independent black woman as. So I'm going to ask a few independent black women on this panel today, what is your definition? Do you agree with the Urban Dictionary, one who don't need no man, or what is your definition of the independent black woman? What are your thoughts, Sophia?
Okay, well, definitely the Urban Dictionary has went left, because I absolutely do need a man in my life and would like to have one. I think some people mistake the understanding your own power and being independent doesn't mean you don't understand the duality of being a feminine and having softness as well. I can be many things at many times. So I think there's some people understand that you can be hard and soft at the same time. I think for me, independent woman is not a negative connotation. It can be very positive to me. It's just being an independent thinker, being proactive, being a go-getter, not allowing a situation, a circumstance, or a scenario or an obstacle stop you from getting to whatever your end game or goal is. That's what independent black woman looks like to me, a person that can rise like a phoenix from the ashes and to the flames and keep moving. Mm. So I'm not going to say I don't need a man, because I would like to have one, and I do think having a man is necessary sometimes to remember other sides of myself, but I'm not going to die if I don't have one either. Now, let me be clear on that too. But I don't think the Urban Dictionary, just like anything in life, words are double-edged swords. They can be used to fit or any situation we like them to fit, but I don't agree with that particular definition. That's my definition as it stands.
And, you know, that's a lot. When the song came out and people referred to the black woman, quote-unquote, as independent, that's the first thing somebody think about. But guess what? Hell, we've been running households for centuries, raising kids, doing everything. It's what we've always done. And we don't brag about it. We don't throw it in somebody's face. We do what we're supposed to do. We women, period. So, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you in reference to what you said, Sophia. In your own words, Kendra, what is the independent black woman? Kendra, coming off of mute.
Yeah, coming off of mute. The independent black woman, to me, in my opinion, is a woman who can hold her own. You know, a woman who can care for others as well as, you know, most definitely care for herself, you know, and just a boss to me, in my opinion.
Ooh.
You know, someone who don't really let nothing stop her. You know, somebody who, me, I'm going to, I mean, I procrastinate a lot. Sophia can tell you that. I procrastinate so much, but When I set a goal for myself, when I want something, I'm not going to stop until I get it. And as an independent woman, that's definitely one of the things that I love about myself, because, I mean, that's what an independent woman is, somebody who nonstop is going to get, regardless, is going to get what she wants and not going to let nothing stop her, nothing. I'm stepping on everything.
Respect, absolutely. Mimi?
Okay.
Mimi.
So I think that the definition, and look, ladies, we have to hold ourselves accountable, and I'm speaking in general terms, not personally us, but when there's a problem in the household between a man and woman, the first thing that women sing is, I don't need you. I can do this by myself. So I think that they took that term, and as black people do, we make it into something. I also think that that song was created because he is a rapper, and people see what he does and the money, the things that he's flaunting. So I'm pretty sure he's talking about thirsty gold diggers when he made that song. So it's all about context. But for me personally, my definition as an independent woman is someone who's out a way to do it herself. There's nothing wrong with asking for help, but try to figure it out yourself. And so she's found success in doing things herself under her own will, under her own research, everything, right? It's someone who doesn't fall apart because things are not going good. They're able to pick up the pieces and make something out of nothing. To me, that's an independent woman.
Okay. And Corinne?
Yeah, I can second with that. So someone who, even if you do have a significant other, you can still maintain and thrive without them. You're able to, you know, take care of yourself, regardless of what that is for you, because everyone has a different household. So as long as you can maintain your household and whoever comes into your household is just that added bonus. I think that's being an independent woman.
Absolutely. And just like, really, I did everything that you guys said. And, yeah, Urban Dictionary, I mess with you a lot of times, but one who don't need no man, that's just ignorant. And maybe even need is not the word, but, you know, I'm sure men appreciate women and we appreciate men and vice versa. But the independence has nothing to do with the man or the woman. It's really just about us being able to stand on our own feet and be able to do that, just like men are supposed to be independent, but that's a whole other story. All right, so we're going to go to break. When we come back, what I want to ask you, ladies, and one thing about this podcast is, as we meet and build culture with other women of color, it's going to be raw. It's going to be rugged. It's going to be real. It's going to be rough sometimes, because this is a place for us to be able to build. You know, too many times, I've heard women say, oh, we can't get along, or we don't support each other, or we are a broken race. We're going to talk about all that, because our goal is peace. Our goal is good vibes. Our goal is healing. Our goal is prosperity and all things that are good. So we're talking about the independent black woman. So when we come back, I want to know, independent black woman on the line, have you ever dumbed down for the black man? We'll be back.
Do you have a product, brand, or service that you want to advertise on our platform? Well, look no further. Send us an email to realgirlfriends7@gmail.com. That's realgirlfriends7@gmail.com to place your advertisement here.
This is your trending news for November 7th, 2020. It is official. Biden and Harris are in, and Trump and his administration are out. If you have not heard this, I have no idea where you are. Turn on your radio or your television and get connected and find out what's happening new when it comes to the White House and the presidency. And this is your trending news for today.
All right, ladies, so sidebar, we know that when you talk about certain topics, it's like a no-no. It's confrontation, people are ready to fight, and one of those topics is politics. So this question is not about politics. Well, not really, but kind of, sort of. So we've been, I'm sure, hearing the news and on Facebook and on our phone and all this different stuff about what's going on. And, you know, they were saying that, you know, I guess it was pinned in with the numbers. So can someone tell us officially, is it true? Is it official? Have you seen that as well, that we have a new president? Ladies, anyone?
I've been seeing polls.
Thank God we do, yeah.
Okay, so you've seen the official like I have, right?
Yes, indeed.
Somebody said, thank God we do. All right, but so my question is this. Knowing that on the ticket with Biden is Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris, I think she's born in 1964. So it looks like she'll be 55, 56. All right, so she will be the Vice President of the United States. All right. So what do you think this means in history, with her being on the same ticket with Biden? Have you guys thought about that? Whether you're really into politics or not, just have you thought about having a woman in the White House as a running mate with Biden? What are you guys feeling about that right now?
I have thought about it. And the one thing that, and I'm just being honest, I thought about it myself. I saw a lot of posts where people were saying how she was aggressive, she was this, she was that. But on the flip side, it's like, well, she's in politics. It really is. Has evolved a lot, but in it evolving, something has changed, but not really has changed. And so she is a black woman coming into power over the quote unquote the most powerful, or at least we were at one time, country in the world, right? And so I think to myself that I want her to go in and be strong and stand her ground and show that she's capable of doing a job, but I don't want her to get lost in her femininity. You know what I'm saying? I want her to be her, but bring her own flavor in, but still let her still look soft. In the sense of she's not going in. Let me just use a character as an example. Like say for instance Michelle Obama. Versus as, what's the actress name on How to Get Away with Murder?
Oh, I love her. I can't think of her name right now.
Viola Davis.
Come on, guys.
That
what
lady.
Is it?
Yes,
Viola Davis.
And not comparing them, but when I say softness and I mean femininity, they're both feminine, but there's a difference when you see Michelle walking heels and Viola Davis walking heels. Whoopi Goldberg works walking in heels. It's being forced to be natural is what I'm saying. That she just be herself and not come in and conform to what she thinks she has to do to be able to be taken seriously, in other words.
Okay. I can respect it. Any other thoughts?
This is Sophia speaking. While it's an amazing precedent, I think what she will or won't be capable of, again, will be the same as always. It's depending on how people voted, their constituents in for state and local and, you know, and how that affects our Congress and House. So I don't know how it'll play out with the decision-making skills, but it's going to be, I understand what Miyoshi is saying as far as the duality of things being natural, but realistically, in this climate, in this country, we're always made to wear a different face when we go to corporate. We're never who we really are. We're always code switching. Code switching is when you're one way with, you know, well, I hope everybody knows what code switching is. If you work corporate, you code switch on a daily. So it's going to be very hard for her not to code switch, because that's essentially how she got to where she was, because nobody really ever accepts a black woman as she is when she comes to work. I can't tell you how many times I have to code switch and do things differently to appease the people that be. So it's going to be very difficult for her not to code switch at this point, because she's probably been doing it her whole life. So I'm not sure where it is. All I am asking for is for her to stand her ground and fight as hard as possible for the things that we as a people, not just black people as a whole need going forward for this country, because we can't just think about one race. We have to think about everyone. But I don't know if you ever really see a person for who they are being themselves when they're in a public limelight anyway, because especially for people of color, because every time that we do something, we're told we have to be three times better. I can't tell you how I hated hearing that in school. Even though I was a straight-A student all the way through and graduated third in my class, I hated hearing you have to be three times better than everyone else. Why? I mean, it's nothing wrong with pushing for greatness, and I did push for that. But in a lot of situations, it didn't even matter. My GPA was higher than the people that became valedictorian and salutatorian, but because their parents were kicking up, they got those positions. So it didn't matter how hard I was working anyway. They still were going to always put me where they wanted to put me. And I think that's something that not just black women experience. I think people of color as a whole in corporate America experience it on a daily basis, which is why it adds to the stress of working for corporate America and why so many people are migrating towards owning their own businesses, because you want to be able to really live in the moment and be who you are. You get sick of having to be something else or appear as something else to placate another damn person. Sorry, that's my thought. Mm.
No, that's real, though. That's real. That's real. I have one thing I'm thinking. Okay, go ahead.
And when I say be herself, I'm meaning be a woman and not a man, because Hillary remained herself. She stayed as a woman, whereas I feel in a lot of instances, black women tend to become, they try to do things the way men do it. So that's what I mean when I say be herself, and when I was saying it not be forced, that she just work in her realm of being a woman instead of, she's not going to be Barack. So let's not expect her to do what Barack would do. Let's expect her to do what Kamala's going to do, however you pronounce her name, what she's going to do. That's it.
And one thing I do want to say, and I hope we're thinking about vision in the future, you know, just imagine when Biden takes the White House in January, and let's say he grinds for 8 years, then she can succeed him and be the first woman as the president. That's a power in the position right now. If they can truly work together amazingly well, and it's not really just all about a woman being in the White House or a woman being president, but then it is. Why not? Hell, we run the world anyway. Why not? So that she's an example of an independent black woman, and that's what we're talking about. So before we went to break, the question I threw out a little bit, just a little teeny bit, because we know that there are pros and cons, whether it's in our eyes or not, but we know we've heard pros and cons to being an independent black woman. Have you ever been in a position to where you've dumbed down when it was in relation to a man? For whatever the reason is, you dumbed down and explained, and I know everybody knows what I mean by dumbed down. All right, how about you, Corinne? Ever been in a position where you knew you was the boss chick, but you dumbed down because of a man?
I'm pretty sure I have, and I'm pretty sure it was just because I feel like there's a lot of insecurities within the male species, and I'm trying to think of one incident where that might have happened, but I know me, and I'm pretty sure that I have just to, I guess, to keep their insecurities in check.
Makes sense, and that's going to line up with the next question after this one about submission versus independence. But let's stick with this one right now. All right, how about you, Sophia? Have you ever dumbed down when it may have dealt with a man or your man?
Absolutely, every day, and it gets shit done every time. Of course I do. Power in the finessing of a woman. You know, soft tongue. And using your feminine wiles to get you 10 times from where you need to be. I do that at work, and I do it personally. And it's for my benefit every time. Sometimes I have to be, you know, even though I know the answer and I know what to do, I have to let him feel like he found the answer, and that's at work or at home. Sometimes it costs me nothing to be quiet even though I know the answer, because what's the harm? I'm going to go out and do what the hell I want to do anyway. But leaving that person with that extra bit of confidence to move throughout the day, that do boost their ego, not mine. But it's too much.
So do they need it
when they think of me? Go ahead.
Does the man need it?
Absolutely, their ego needs stroking on a regular basis. Oh my God, y'all can't be grown women and not know that men need a constant ego stroking on a regular basis. And this is not just personal, even in the professional realm. Like, I hate working for women, but I love working for a man, because as long as I stroke his ego, I can get any damn thing I want. I've been able to secure positions. I've been able to come to a man because of how I deal with them and because of how I make them feel. I've been able to set my own position, set my time, set my pay. And people ask me, how in the fuck did you do that? Finessing, baby. Finessing. Finessing, baby. That's it. Sometimes you got to learn how to close your mouth in order to get to where you need to be. What is going to hurt you? When you get what you get, what difference is it going to make? I understand my power as a woman, and I'm not afraid to use it because I'm a goddess, and I'm gonna do me. So I'm okay to be quiet and do whatever I need to do in the moment, because wars are not won on the field. They're strategized in the bedroom. If you look at any history thing, there's a woman somewhere that put her fingers and pulled the strings from behind the scenes, and you better know that. All you have to do is read through history. They're not made on the floor. They made the deals are made in the bedroom all time, all day.
Well, on that note, we go on a break. When we come back, we're going to see what Kendra has to say about that. Yeah, we're talking about, have you ever had to dumb down when you're dealing with a man? This is Tawanda West. I have no idea. We'll be back.
Clutch by RGAA is powered by Building Rome. Building Rome, Inc. is a professional company that provides an array of services to freelancers, creatives, virtual hustlers, and business owners. For more information on hiring Building Rome, log on to the website at buildingromeinc.com. Once again, the website is buildingromeinc.com.
We're talking about, have you ever had to dumb down when dealing with a man? Man, I'm still thinking about what you said, Sophia. All right, Kendra and Mimi, whoever wants to go first.
It's Kendra speaking. I definitely do that, but it, you know, it's not really, it hasn't really got me anywhere. A few times we did, you know, but I don't really do it a lot, but I have done it. I've done it. And it is to stroke their egos, to make them feel good about themselves, because they do have insecurities. I agree with the first young lady that spoke. Yes, I agree with Sophia as well. And wars are won in the bedroom, because the power of the P is a very real thing. The woman possesses so much power, so much power. And we can finesse a lot of situations and a lot of deals, you know. So, yeah, but it ain't really got me nowhere. But that's all I got to say.
How about you, BB?
I don't like the term dumbed down. I don't like that. So
that's real, baby.
I've never dumbed myself down. I know what you mean by that. I am someone that recognizes things and I listen for keywords. If someone, depending on how they react to me, I'm able to deal with the person where they are. You have different. Have you guys ever heard of the color code? Where the red, yellows, greens, and blue. Are you guys
familiar with
that? Yep. Right. Okay. So that's how I deal with people. And depending, people think I'm so sweet, which I am. Dealing with men, I'm able to talk to them because I feel like I really know men very well. I most of my relationships have been with men as far as friendships. You know, so hearing and having conversations and talks with them, right? And so, no, I haven't had to do that. It's just that I know who my audience is and I deal with them in that manner. What else was I going to say to you? What was the other part of your question?
Yeah, I was just really asking if you ever had to dumb down and just an example. That was the only part of that question. And let me say before I get to the next question, and I know we have someone jumping on to join the show. You know, I specifically remember working for a company one time where the boss was an older black man. And then he had a meeting with us, which is all females, different races, and telling us the importance of dumbing down. And he told me that there was times that he dumbed down too. And what I simply mean with dumbing down is I can be at a job with four or five people and I can know something, but I act like I don't know. Oh, well, I can show you, but do you know? I can know every damn thing. Say, oh, well, no, I don't know. I know that you're the smart one. Won't you tell me? It's just like what Sophia said with ego stroking. And I know we've all, you know, allowed someone else to be the superior person, but dumbing down, and that's what it is, because you're acting like you don't know something so someone else can feel superior. Like, that's what it is. And we may have other ways of, you know, finessing and say, I'm with you on that too, but dumbing down, I don't know, just so you can tell me, just so because somebody can get their ego stroke. And the other part of what I wanted to ask you guys is, you alluded to this earlier, what you were saying, Mimi, is submission versus being independent. Some people think that an independent woman can't be submissive. I want you guys to share an example and I know whether you're in a relationship right now or not, maybe where you've been in a relationship, because I'm sure everyone on this show is a boss in some right, okay? A time where you still are an independent woman, you are boss, however, you have been submissive to leadership or in a relationship, because there's more than one way to be submissive, okay? So who wants to share an example, whether it was personal relationship or business, where you are independent and you're still being submissive? Anyone want to go first?
Being that I have lived by myself and for a long time and not having a man in the home with me, my friend came in and there were certain things that I was used to doing and he would not allow me to do it. So for me, that was submitting because I allowed him. I didn't have to let him. I allowed him to go ahead and do something because he said, no, let me do this. And I'm learning to allow someone to do things for me. So for that, in that instance, it was being submissive. Now, I've also been in a situation where someone has told me, you're my woman. I'm not your woman before. And I'm not going to lie. It made me sit down and cross my legs. You remember the movie, what was it? The Heartbeat or something, where the man was singing? Eddie Kane? And that lady
was it 500?
Yes, that's what I did. You know why? Because it turned me on. Because no man tried to even speak to me in that manner. And the reason why is because the men that I had dealt with previously were afraid of me. They were intimidated. So in that case, I submitted. And the only reason why is because he showed me he could lead. Not everybody can come in and just tell me what to do. Or make suggestions about things until they've proven in their own life that they got it together, but also that I can trust them in making decisions. And I'm talking about little things. I'm not talking about big things like a husband and wife would do, because I'm not submitting to a man that has not changed my last name.
Oof. Respect. All right. Who else wants to go next?
I'll go, Miss Sophia. I have been submissive before. Whether it's at work, professionally, or personally, I think there's power in knowing when to use your words and knowing when to act on certain things. So I've been in plenty of situations where, personally at home, do I know how to do everything? Do I know have the answer? Of course I do, but sometimes it's just better to be quiet and let them win that moment. And then sometimes I just don't feel like dealing with it. It might be something I know how to do, but I'm like, yeah, it'll make him feel better to let him do it. So I'm going to let him do it. Or the same thing at work when our presentation is doing certain things due. A lot of times I do those things, but if somebody else wants to jump up and do it, I'm certainly not going to stand in their way. Go ahead. Because it builds their morale and self-esteem. Sometimes, you know, learning when to be quiet and learning when to step back and let others lead is a morale booster. And it never hurts anyone to be kind. So that's my take on it.
And what, I mean, and something I wanted to say earlier when Sophia was talking about, you know, different times when she fall back and stroke people's ego, that used to be a struggle for me. Oh, my God. Even though I know exactly what you're saying, you're choosing to win. You're choosing the, you know, something to not be confrontational. And, like, when you talk about men needing their ego stroke, I always knew that, but I didn't want to do that. I drive them crazy, like, literally. Like, oh, you're driving me crazy. Okay, good. Check in. So, but with growth and maturity and, you know, knowing that we have power. You know, as a woman, we have a whole lot of power. Like, even with in dating and relationships, I've had instances to where, you know, men want to be the boss, they want to be in control, but, you know, and not saying that men are weak, I'm definitely not saying that. It's just that we handle a lot of pressure, and we go through and deal with a lot of different things, multiple things at one time. So I have learned to and finally allow myself to say, okay, I'm going to let you have it. I'm not going to argue. I'm going to be submissive. And to me, submission is definitely not about weakness. It's all about strength, because I'm humble. I'm going to be submissive. I'm going to choose to win. I'm going to choose be drama-free. And that's just how it is sometimes. I think sometimes, like, men have egos. We as women don't have that big of an ego. We don't need all that, because we know we're still superior. We're still amazing. So, yeah, to me, definitely been a struggle in submission over the years, but I've learned to get a lot better. And it makes a person happy. It doesn't take a whole lot to make me happy. I like consistency. So, yeah, in business and in work, you know, some men, Sophia, you said it perfectly. You can sometimes say, yes, sir. Okay, I understand. Okay, babe, I'll do that. Whether you're talking to your boss, your business partner, or whoever you're with, when you stroke his ego, man, you can have the jet. Okay, baby, you stroke my ego. I needed that. Here's the jet.
When I tested it out and I learned how to be quiet, and I realized that that's what I was doing, because I kept coming into that environment at work as being considered the angry, combative black woman. But it wasn't that I was combative. I was just sure of myself, and I knew that what I was saying was correct and it worked. And I said, you know what? I got to do like everyone else and play chess and not checkers. Let me re-strategize and rethink this. Okay, because A soft tongue is slow to wrath. And so, honey, I learned how to soften my tone and do what I need to do. And when I did it that way, every time I would go in for the juggler, when I toned down everything, it just brought me right back to where I need to do, because now his or her or that person's ear was open to receive what I had for them, because I softened my tongue and I toned it down. Some people, you just got to tone it down. And so when I learned that worked, I was like, oh, shit. I'm eating everything for lunch. Ain't nobody telling me no. Oh, you said no? Watch out. Watch me work. And I go back and re-strategize, and I re-soften and come and re-approach, and I come in and I get them with the juggler every time. It never failed me. Never failed me. So that when I was a person that didn't have this degree and didn't have whatever, but I was making the same pay as you, and you trying to figure out, how did she get this position? Toning it down.
But you know what? I gotta say this and then go out to the next person, right? Like, my guy tell me, he calls it, he said, you're greasing me up or you're conning me. And I'm like, what, babe? Hey, babe. But let me tell you what happens. Like, I just text him just now because he was mad about something, right? I'm like, hey, babe, thinking about you. I love you. He'd be like, what you need? You need something? You need your car wash? You need this? Yeah, you need to go to Vegas? It's always something. And then, you know, the thing he says is, you greasing me up, but I like it. So what do you want? Okay. it's like he don't even care.
Because they don't.
Oh my God. He don't even care. He's like, he be smiling. Like, well, what you want now? Literally. They love it. They love it. They love it. Okay, Corinne, talk to us, man. Give us some game, Corinne. Give us some Philly game.
I'm bad because, like, I know I need to be, I guess, more submissive, but that's what me and my current do have conflict about that, because little things like opening the door or things of that nature, I still kind of have a problem with. I'm working on it. I mean, I think the most I'm submissive is when I used to work a corporate job and I would, you know, try to tend to shut up at times when I knew I was right, just because I guess at the end of the day, when it affects my coins, I can learn to be submissive. But that's pretty much the only time that works out for me.
Okay. Anyone else want to add to that before we move on to the last two questions of the night? Okay. Two more questions. This next one is, Has you being independent ever hurt you, whether it's business or personal? Has it ever hurt you in any type of way? Kendra? Kendra, come on off mute, honey.
I can't really think of a time where it hurt me being independent. Other than, like, what I was speaking of earlier, you know, with guys, some of them are intimidated by your independence. You can be soft with them. You can stroke their ego. You can do all of that. Sometimes
okay.
It's not enough.
So you can't think of a time to where it's hurt you?
Not really. I mean, just okay. Not really. Mm-mm. Not at the moment. Maybe I can think of some
okay.
later on, but not right now.
How about you, Corinne?
I think that, maybe in my second marriage, where, like, I just maybe let him make a decision that I probably knew that wasn't the best, and it wound up, you know, biting me in the ass later. It might have been, like, in terms of, like, you know, something that had to do with a bill or something financial, where I let him, you know, make the decision and it wound up not being the best decision. And I knew that all along, but I, you know, quote unquote, let him be the man at the time and wind up regretting it and cursing him out about it later.
Okay. Sophia.
Man, I would say no. I mean, not in my perception to me, because I was blessed in the sense that I had, my mother is the youngest of 10 women, 10 kids, and I have like 7 aunties and my mom and my grandmother and all these wonderful women that can pour into me, teaching me about learning how to temper my hardness and my softness. So in my perception, me being independent has never worked against me, but in life I know some men might not like it, but I don't think the times that I chose to be firm were times that I needed to be firm. So in my opinion, no.
Okay. I had a time one time, I had a situation one time where I had a job interview and I got to the last part of the interview, or the second interview. And later I found out the guy didn't hire me because he felt like she was a little too confident, a little too ambitious, and she probably tried to show me up even though she didn't know a lot about the industry. So sometimes you can turn it on, but you can be turned on too much. And I think I was too turned up for TV. And he wasn't confident enough to be able to handle and deal with it. He should have used it as motivation, but unfortunately, sometimes people don't use a little friendly competition or a little over ambitiousness as motivation for them to stay on their P's and Q's. How about you, Mimi?
Um, hurt me? Yeah, I think so. In my current job, I deal with underwriters, and some of them don't know anything. But because they have degrees, they feel like that they are superior over those who don't, right? And so when I know what I know and you're trying to get me to do something that I know I'm not supposed to do, I'm not going to budge. And so for them, some of them, it became a problem to the point where they would go to their supervisors, and then their supervisors would go to mine, and my supervisor would come to me. We would have a discussion, and my supervisor backed me, but because I was in the right, and it was going against what I could do in my position, even though they were trying to give me the okay to do something, but I couldn't do it. And so some of them did not understand why they were getting the pushback, and some of them were brave enough to come and have a conversation with me to ask. Once they realized the reason why, and I was able to show them in black and white, it was okay. But at first, I felt like I was being blackballed with some of the underwriters because they knew that they weren't going to be able to get past me. So I guess in a sense, I was a gatekeeper in that sense. So, yeah, in that case, it did. But everything is good now because now they know what my role can do. Even though they can approve it, they can send it up to a different department to get it done.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I know there's always some conflict on these different jobs in reference to, it's like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. All right, so the last question that I have for tonight, ladies, is this, and it's a two-part question. We're talking about the independent black woman, and I shared with you guys earlier what the Urban Dictionary says, one who don't need no man. All right. So this question is, first part of the question is, what would you say to the other sisters that are not really embracing their independence as a black woman because of uncertainty, because they are aware of the pros and cons? That's one part of the question. The second part is, what would you say to the black man in reference to what he may think about the independent black woman? What is it you want the black man to know? The black woman and the black man. All right, talk to us a little bit. Kendra, we'll let you go up first.
Sorry, I had to step away for a second and do something. Could you repeat that? I apologize. I know the last part I heard, the last part, but could you repeat the first part of the question?
Yeah, no problem. No problem at all, sister. Yeah, the last question is, you know, as an independent black woman, we understand that there are some pros and some cons. So what would you leave to, speaking to another sister, what would you tell her about embracing or whatever to do about her independence, and what would you say to the black man?
To the sister, I would tell her, be proud of who you are. You know, don't ever, like you were saying, dumbing yourself down. I'm not saying don't dumb. You know, sometimes you have to do it. You know, you're going to do it. It's inevitable. But I would just tell her, you know, be yourself. You know, don't change yourself for anybody, because at the end of the day, you know, if they have something to say about you, regardless of what you do, they're going to have something to say anyway. You know what I'm saying? But I would just tell her to be yourself. You know, be independent. Don't change that for anyone. And for the black man, I would say don't be afraid of the independent woman, because don't look at us as a threat. Don't look at us as intimidating. Look at us as someone who can help you get to where you are, just like you can help, I mean, get to where you want to be, just like he could possibly help me to get to where I want to be. You know, like it's about teamwork, you know, a lot of times. It's power in numbers, you know. Unity is some serious, you know. So that's what I would say.
Absolutely. Respect. How about you, Corinne?
I would say to just stay true to who you are. You know, you can obviously you can't satisfy everyone, so it's just going to be important for you to try to to do what you feel is best for yourself and whatever situation it is. Sometimes you're going to have to, you know, take it until you can make it. And for the, I guess, the back mail, I would say that, I mean, you're going to want someone that's independent, someone that's going to be able to stand on their own, and someone that's going to have, obviously, a backbone. So you should embrace all those qualities of that particular female and just, you know, treat them like they were your mother or your sister.
Respect. How about you, Mimi?
To my sister, I would encourage her to find her strength within and know that it's okay to be strong. Be true to herself. As far as a black man, I would remind him that he comes from a black woman and that the black woman is the center of everything, and we're better together as a team than we're working, you know, against each other. And just, again, stay true to who you are.
Love it. How about you, Sophia? Sophia. Yes.
You know I'm ready.
I know you are.
To our wonderful, beautiful queen sisters, lovely ladies, goddesses, whatever you choose to be called or defined by, I would just say there is nothing wrong with being an independent woman. Tap into learning and loving yourself, because that self-love that I have is what allows me to tap into all sides of being an independent woman, which allows me to be fluid. I can be firm and be strong when I need to, but I can also tap into my feminine aura and be soft and be loving when I need to. And in order to master the duality and the layers of the wonderful beings that we are, being female, you have to have a full encompassing view of yourself and love every damn part of it. So embrace it, learn it, and master it. And when you're ready, you'll be walking through life with ease. Everything will come to you with ease when you learn and understand yourself as a woman. Things come to you with ease when you understand. To black men, I would just say, do not be afraid, like the rest of the women say. It's nothing to be afraid of from an independent woman. I think you just have to be open to what that experience is going to bring to you. Just be open. It doesn't mean we don't stop viewing it as we don't need you, we don't want you, or we don't desire you to be around. Of course we desire someone in life. Everyone desires to have a partner, maybe not, but most people do. Desire companionship. So I just think they need to come into any situation when you're dealing with the feminine being, just come into it with an open viewpoint and be willing to listen and communicate and take into view and understand reciprocity, that there will be give and take. He's going to have to listen, she's going to have to listen, and then you're both going to have to listen and give opinions and have a wonderful exchange, and through that experience, things will grow. That's it.
Man, that's amazing. And what I would say to the independent black woman is love yourself, be yourself, grab good associations of other black women so you can definitely always feel my words is messing up. You can always feel empowered and inspired and be real and be true to yourself. And people will love you for you. You know, we have to still know our place, and we have to still choose to win and be creative, but definitely love and be true to yourself. And I would say to the black man, hey, black man, you know, for centuries, we've always held you down. We've always been here. Love it and embrace it. And use it to your benefit, because you know we're going to help you out anyway. So, ladies, listen,
we're out of time. And it's definitely been, it's been real. How you guys feeling right now? Just knowing that you're an independent black woman on the way to just being a multimillionaire in 2021 and positioning yourself to be there just because of the power of associations and so many things that's happening and that's going on. Give me one word, like one word before I release the topic for our next show. One word with how you're feeling right now, because wait a minute, Mimi, I know you're ready to go. How do you feel right now? Because you know that you are becoming and a part of a culture where you're going to connect with millions of powerful black women, rich black women, and you're going to go and do things you've never even imagined doing as we close the year out and go into a brand new year. We already ran the world anyway. It's just going to be turned up on a whole nother level. So knowing all of that, how in the hell are you feeling, Sophia?
I'm feeling fucking empowered because there's power in numbers, and it's power in connection. Connections are everything.
Rich connections.
And if we as people would learn that there's power in connections, and that you don't got to be alone. And I've watched it from my grandparents and how they impacted a whole generation by connections and connecting people and being there for people that they didn't have to be, but they chose to be. So they impacted someone's life and moved it forward. So connections are everything.
Everything. I love it. I love it. Kendra, how you feeling, sister?
I'm feeling phenomenal. You know, I'm feeling, I'm glad that she invited me. Yeah. And Sophia can tell you I'm not a talker. And it takes me a long time to warm up to, like, new people. But I'm glad that she invited me to this because, like she was saying, you know, you want to position yourself and you want to be around people like-minded, you know, people who have similar goals to you, people who are going to uplift you and who you can help uplift, you know what I mean? So I really feel, I feel empowered as well, but I feel phenomenal right now. So thank you.
Respect.
I appreciate it.
I love it. No, thank you. All right. Thank you, sister. Absolutely. Mimi.
You sound like a
Look, because that's how she going to get it right.
I know, right? Oh, my God. Sophia, why do you – see, that's a problem now. That's a problem now. Why you treat me like that?
Nah, y'all was cutting up on the last podcast, so I had to do a little cutting up. I'm not going to be serious on this one.
Oh, you better be serious. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I feel supported.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. That's powerful. That's powerful in itself. That's powerful in itself. Let me read this really quick. I'm going to post this on our Instagram page before Corinne shares. Rosa Parks says, "You must never be fearful about what you are doing when it's right." How you ladies feel about that? You must never be fearful about what you are doing when it's right. And I'm excited to share that and to read that because when Corinne and I, we were talking about a podcast like this for months, probably like 6 months, and now's the time. And we didn't want to create a platform that anyone was going to be offensive, but we felt that it was necessary to be able to have a place where people that look like us and that went through the different things that we go through, well, we could have a place to talk. And yeah, we all could hop on a conference call. However, we want to be able to inspire. We're not selfish. We want to be able to reach and inspire the people. So you must never be fearful about what you are doing when it's right. And we know that we're in the right place and we're looking to reach millions. It says in statistics that there's almost 22 million black women in the United States. Well, we want to reach and connect because we can definitely build a culture and create something amazing and have everyone feeling supportive like Mimi just said. All right, Corinne, how are you feeling, my sister?
I am ecstatic. I'm actually looking forward to the future and, you know, all the possibilities.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to share that with our next show, which actually the same time tomorrow, what we do is we always ask different people, what are some hot topics and things you want to actually talk about? So what we drew from our list is another hot topic. Do you tell if your friend's man is cheating? So tomorrow's show, we'll be talking about cheaters and friendships. Do you tell and do you not? And I definitely have a story to share that's going to rock your mind. And that is it for tonight, ladies. This is Tawanda with
Thank
the Black
you.
Status Quo. Thank you, everyone. We are definitely appreciate you supporting the show. And we're looking forward to getting connected. And as you hear more topics you want to hear, reach out to us and say, hey, let's talk about this on our podcast, because this is indeed our podcast. It's for all Black women across America, and we want to definitely be able to have this platform so we can say whatever we want to say. Now, last question, who runs the world?
We do.
Girl.
Mimi. Good night, everybody.
Good night, y'all.